Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropf.
And good morning, everybody. It's the end of the week on Friday. You know what that means. It's Freedom Friday. For I, as your benevolent dictator talk show host, I extend to you the freedom. Calling and talking about whatever you want to talk about. Doesn't have to be anything on my agenda for the day. It's just what's interesting to you. So you got something just burning in your soul and you need to say it. This is your opportunity. And it's really easy. You just pick up the phone. You dial 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Or just send me an email to Jeff at KSLM.news or Jeff at 1220.am. And I'll do my darndest to read it on the air during the show, but it means you got to get it to me during the show. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Dale writes an email about there is something in Proverbs verse that goes something like, when there is no justice, the people groan. This state is groaning under the tandem dictatorships of the federal government and this deeply sick female whose lust for dominion over the human flesh is insatiable. Land of the free, home of the brave. Kim writes about Oregon OSHA. If Oregon OSHA is concerned with employee safety, maybe they should immediately implement emergency rules to prohibit vaccine promotion or mandates by employers. Many more than 105 people have died in Oregon due to adverse reactions to the mRNA gene therapy shots. The VAERS system shows 10,000 have died in the United States from these shots. So it's safe to assume that Oregon has a fair portion of that total. That is fair to assume that. Mo writes, regarding our justice system, this is the problem with our injustice system. Those are your thoughts. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220. Is that Power Buick GMC talk line? Anything's on the table today, folks. Could be another person. A Republican is coming out and running for governor. Bridget Barton. There's a story in Willamette Week about that today. I know Bridget. Known her a long time. She's a political consultant. Never run for office before. Describes herself as an outsider. She announced yesterday, actually, she's going to be on Lars today to announce it. Bills herself as a conservative, has a great video, talks about all the themes, and almost gets close to the winning theme that will win this for a Republican. Almost. She doesn't get there. But it's interesting that in the Willamette Week story about the fifth paragraph, they write this. The race is also alluring to Republicans because incumbent Governor Kate Brown is widely unpopular. I think that's a nice way of saying she's historically, according to the polls, Oregon's most unpopular governor ever. Then they continue. And much of the state is seething over several escalating problems. A housing crisis. Well, that's what you get with 30 years of Democrat rule and bureaucrats run amok. And weak-kneed politicians that won't hold them accountable. And you get so much regulation that it costs dramatic amounts of money to build a house. Polarized debates, nothing new there. And street conflict over the future of policing. Yeah, like Antifa destroying downtown Portland and the whole world thinking that Portland is Oregon, which it isn't. And out of control wildfires. Even as Oregon pulls out of pandemic area closures that paralyze the economy, Republicans believe they can seize on dissatisfaction to overcome a 300,000 Oregonian disadvantage in voter registration. That's true, but that doesn't count for the million plus unaffiliated voters that aren't Democrat or Republican in Oregon. And therein lies the prize. Anyway, Bridget is running. There's other news out there. Two were arrested after a confrontation in front of Salem Planned Parenthood. It's the Church of Planned Parenthood. Every Tuesday, pastors and Christians are coming together in front of Planned Parenthood at Salem, and they're praying. Well, the Proud Boys showed up, and so did Antifa. And they mixed it up and got into it. The cops tried to keep them apart. And apparently, and of course, the writer of the story, which is Safira Harrell, has to call the Proud Boys that they were labeled as a terrorist group this year in Canada, but not America. She had to say that. Whatever it is, and doesn't mention Antifa. Oh, just that counter protesters showed up. This is why we don't trust the news media, folks. So there you go. Maybe it's time that you go down and join what's called TCAP and pray for God to intervene with the murdering that is happening at Planned Parenthood. Los Angeles County is going to restore their indoor mask mandate. Kathy, hang on. I'm going to get to you in a second. Really? So what happens if this new Delta variant that's got people all freaked out, what happens if it starts gaining? Because what's interesting in this story, and it's an Oregonian story, it's an AP story, that 59 residents of a homeless shelter in Northern California, not even in Los Angeles County, folks, tested positive for the virus, and half of those people were vaccinated. Huh? And then there was a shelter in Santa Rosa where 28 got the Delta variant, and they were fully vaccinated too. So what will you do if Kate restores the mask mandate? What will you do? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Oh, and there's more. Maricopa County. Yeah, the audit down there. Just one of the things they found was that 74,243 mail-in ballots, there was no clear record that they were actually mailed. They just showed up. Now, keep in mind, Joe Biden supposedly won Arizona by 10,000 votes. 74,000 plus ballots. This is only one of the things. They were not on proper paper, and they were not on proper printing alignment. And there's more, but we'll get to all of that, plus whatever you want to talk about. Kathy, good morning. What's on your mind today?
Well, first, I'll say that the Maricopa County story was the best news I have heard in years. in the past 4 years. It's the best news.
Why?
But what?
Why? Yeah, why?
Well, because they're finding the cheating.
That's right.
So,
and now the auditors, by the way, there's an Epoch Times story about this, Kathy. The Florida-based Cyber Ninjas company, they're asking for the auditors want the ballot envelope images, which they don't have. They want the router images, the Splunk logs, whatever the heck that is, hard drives that contain the information. They haven't even seen that stuff yet. Interesting, huh?
Yeah, it's awesome news, to be honest. I mean, it's really awesome. But
and they found 18,000 people, Kathy, that voted but had been removed from the voter rolls right after the election.
Yeah. The 74,000 was probably the biggest story, but there were a lot of other inconsistencies in that election. So, anyway.
So do you think, and now there are, by the way, there's a state senator who is now asking or demanding, based on this information, that they recall the Arizona electors.
Yeah, I heard about that. I didn't read the story, but I did hear about that.
You think that'll happen?
I have no clue. It's just all good news all the way around.
All right, what else you got, dear?
Oh, okay. So did you hear about the Peter Courtney interview yesterday?
I did not.
Well, you can listen to it on Channel 8's KGW website.
What did he say?
It was awesome. It's about an hour long, I'll warn you. And Peter has a hard time spitting stuff out sometimes, but I think that's because he was looking for words. But he's not happy with the Democratic Party right now. That's installed in Salem. He's not crazy about it. He said politics is a game, but the people that are in there now are not playing it right. Anyway, it was very, very, very interesting.
And where do I find that?
On the website, on KGW's website.
Okay. KGW. All right. Kathy, thank you. That's interesting because I've heard that from Democrat lobbyists, by the way, that I know from my time when I served in the House. They've said the same thing. In fact, the young group of lobbyists on the left, in addition to the legislators, the Democrats, are so far left that people like Peter Courtney, a well-known liberal, doesn't like it, can't stand it, and says you can't work with them. This is the craziness of where the Democrat Party is. And it's led to Antifa and what happened in Portland. Gotta go, Kathy. Thank you.
Okay,
bye. 6:20. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Anything's on the table. Like Dwight writes an email. By the way, you want to send an email, it's Jeff at KSLM.news or Jeff at 1220.am. He writes, God's not dead. Those in history who have known freedom and lost it have never known it again. And it's the God's Not Dead movie. And then my friend Walt. Tonight is Freedom Business Fellowship at the River Church. He writes, good morning to you fellow liberty lovers and freedom fighters. I wanted to send out another reminder that this evening we'll be having our latest Freedom Business Fellowship at the River Church beginning at 7 p.m. We'd love to have all of KSLM's proud sponsors, business people, join us, like the representative we had at our last meeting from Freedom Heating and Air. Heck, Jeff, we'd even love to have you there as well and maybe provide input and guidance and maybe even a little comedy. I didn't know I was funny, as only you can. Many people put a lot of time and effort in to bring this program together. That includes KSLM's very own sweetheart of the airways, Stacey Ann. She's a part of the small group of organizers dedicating heart and soul to what helps make up the backbone of our country, the small business sector. One thing I'd like to add, Jeff, is that please note that advertisers do get recognized when they work together with KSLM. We've contacted Pfeiffer Roofing for some work on our home later this summer. After hearing their advertisement on your show, it sealed the deal for who we are going to have patronized with our honest living, hard-earned dollars. Much appreciation and respect. Walt, thank you. It's a great email tonight. 7 p.m. at the River Church over at Portland Road. They're right next to Harbor Freight, folks. Freedom Business Fellowship. If you don't know who Freedom Business Fellowship is, they are a group of businesses that have come together through the River Church, and they are literally backing each other up in their ability to stand against future lockdowns, because it ain't going to stop, and you know it isn't going to stop, folks. They're just testing us to see how much they can get away with. How much will we, the sheeple, allow to have our lives disrupted? Freedom Heating and Air is a great sponsor of this radio station and this show. They truly believe in freedom, friends. They have stood with us in the light of them getting all kinds of, shall we say, retribution from the left, from the Antifa folks, like showed up at the Christian protest against Planned Parenthood Tuesday night. Yeah, those Antifa people in Salem are very active, and they go after our advertisers. This is another reason why you truly, I mean, you have lots of businesses like this you can choose from as a customer. Why don't you choose to do business purposefully with a great company like Freedom Heating and Air? It's been here for over 40 years because they take care of their customers. But not only that, not only because they have great discounts for you, especially if you're a veteran or a senior or an apartment manager, not only because they have fantastic emergency services, but because they stick with us. They stand for what their name implies they stand for: freedom. Freedom Heating and Air. Check them out on the web, freedomheatingandair.net. freedomheatingandair.net. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Let's go to Colin. Colin, good morning. Good to hear your voice again. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Jeff. So earlier you asked if Kate Brown decides to reinstitute the mask mandate, you said, what are you going to do?
Yes.
Amongst a lot of people that I know, and it's not a small pool, it's a very large pool. My friends and I have spoken, and we have decided that we will classify ourselves as ungovernable, because the only way that we can tell the upper elite, so to speak, to shove it is to just start ignoring it. And there's a very old saying that says, those who relinquish power tend not to wish to give it up. And that goes hand in hand with another saying by Benjamin Franklin that said, those who would give up liberty for a little bit of security deserve neither.
That is so true. In human nature, we tend to, I think we tend to, at least in modern society, Colin, here in Oregon, and in America generally, we're the victims of our success. We're very comfortable with all the things that we've had, our freedoms, our liberties. That's why we take them for granted. That's why we have not defended them, and the left is taking over all of our basic institutions. But also, we are comfortable with the idea that government can look out for us and that whatever they do, we're willing to accept. There's way too many people in America that will not stand up against that. So, frankly, I'm going to tell you, I applaud you for, you know, calling yourself ungovernable if this happens again. So how would you be ungovernable, Colin?
Well, currently, I can't say too much about the organization protests that we've put together. But as far as the mask mandate goes, I refuse to wear one anymore. Now that we are not wearing one, if the rule gets reinstated, I refuse. You know, and I'm not a big social media guy, so I don't get on there and try to earn, you know, likes and thumbs up and comments about all of that. But I just, you know, and then the idea that we're not allowed to conceal carry in a business that's too close to a public building. Yeah, I'll ignore that too. Honestly, there's a lot of people out there that are ignoring that. And no, I mean, and really a lot of these laws that are being implemented are just feel good laws. You know, it's a way for the left to say, oh, we did something. And everyone that's not on that, you know, new far left is just saying, well, I'm just going to ignore that.
Colin, thank you. Have a wonderful weekend. I appreciate you sharing your thoughts on this. Are you like Colin? If a new mask mandate is reinstated like they're doing in Los Angeles County, will you become ungovernable? Will you just say no more? I'm not going to do it. What does that mean for your life? Back in a moment. Rich, hang on through the break or call back.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
It's 24 minutes till the top of the hour. It's Freedom Friday. That means you can call and talk about whatever you want to talk about politically. It doesn't have to be anything that's on my plate today. What's on your mind? 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line. We try really hard to get to the phones more quickly. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. And I'll get to Lee's email about no mask for me, because I asked this question. What will you do if, like Los Angeles County, just reinstated a mask mandate indoors, even if you're vaccinated? What will you do if that happens here? I'm just curious. Let's go to Rich. Rich, thanks for hanging on. What's on your mind today?
I got three things real quick. One, on the OSHA mandate on heat, most places it's 90 or 95, so this tells you just how little they understand about what's going on.
Yeah,
Second thing is, Courtney, being concerned about his party, he should have been concerned about 15 years ago when they slowly started creeping in. I'm afraid he's just going to have to consider the Democrat Party, the Democrat Socialist / Communist Party here in Oregon, and maybe eventually they'll just come out of the woodwork and say who they are.
Now, you know, it's interesting. Hang on a second, Rich. It's interesting that you say that, because Kathy sent me a follow-up email about the Peter Courtney interview.
Mm-hmm.
He said that one of his son lives in Montana, and he told his son not to move back to Oregon. Think about that.
Oh, that's
crazy.
The third thing is, I guess there was a gentleman by the name of Ron Saxton who's going to throw his hat in the ring, according to Oregon Catalyst. And if that's the case, I started looking into his background, and one strike against him is he's a lawyer. second strike is that he supposedly was some kind of a director on for quite a while on a socialist group, news media group that tells mostly lies called OPB. So the question I would have for him is, if you were in this position as a of some kind of an executive director of some type, why isn't it that you weren't able to help rein them in when they go off the range?
Oh, well, of course. You know, Ron ran for governor as the Republican nominee. He lost to Ted Kulongoski badly. I know, because I had supported him that particular election. Because I had, at that time, I bought into the lie that we got to have a moderate, a pro-choice moderate to win the governorship. Just like we tried again with Newt Bueller, and that didn't work out very well. Well, it's not, I mean, who else is going to throw their hat into the ring here? Well, how about a real conservative that'll stand up and do the right things, that can articulate it, that uses the right message, that will actually win with the majority of voters in this state? That's the guy that I'm working with, and hopefully we'll get him announced soon, so everybody stand by. Rich, what else you got today?
Well, so that was my biggest concern, is maybe we should start looking at some of these people that are running, look at some of their historical background and say, just like I mentioned about Mr. Saxton, well, why didn't you attempt to try and rein them in to where they'd be more middle of the road rather than far left on their news reporting? That yeah, type of thing. No. And just to see no, where they really are, because it seems to me that we're getting a lot of people that are excited about being governor at the same time. Just like you mentioned, I don't see a lot of them that would stand out and be far enough right to show a clean difference between that and the crazy people we got running now.
And that's what needs to happen, isn't it?
Exactly. I mean, I'm tired of watching these middle-of-the-road people go up there and just get lambasted, and at the same time, I can see why they did, because I they're basically the same as the other. That's why we started that name of Newt Brown Bueller, because they're so much alike. How do you tell them apart?
Yeah, I know. This is the thing, and you've said it well. This is the thing about politics. And, you know, when I first ran for office, it was 1998, and I attended some campaign schools that Republicans put on. And, Rich, it's one of the first things that all three of these campaign schools said. If you want to win, you have to show yourself to be different from your competitors, whether it's in the Republican primaries or in the general election. And when Republicans try to win the general election like Newt did and like Ron Saxton did and like Chris Dudley did by being Democrat light, it never works, because they're not showing themselves to be different.
Yeah, they got to be, and the other thing, too, is they have to be sincere about it, that they are far more than just mediocre Marvin Marshmallow-type people. They have to show that they are more far-right than, maybe far-right's not the right word, but they have to show that they're conservative. I guess I'll use a better word. They have to show that they're conservative, because I don't think a lot of Republicans are conservative.
They're not in this state. And we just witnessed that in what happened in the legislative session. Rich, thank you. I appreciate it. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC Talk Line. Freedom Friday, what do you want to talk about? I'll go to, in a moment, Tim, and then on to Gail. But I do, since we mentioned Pfeiffer Roofing, thanks, Walt, for your email saying that you're going to contact Pfeiffer Roofing and have them come out and fill a roofing need that you may have on your home. They have a product, folks, called RoofMax, that is a soybean-based product that is sprayed on your roof, and it rejuvenates your roof. It costs a fraction, a tiny amount of what a new roof costs. And it's totally biodegradable, but it permeates your shingles, your asphalt shingles, and it rejuvenates them. You might get another 15 years out of them. It has a five-year guarantee. If you go to their website, you can watch a video about it and read all about all the benefits. You can only get RoofMax, this product, from Pfeiffer Roofing. It's an exclusive product to them in the Mid-Valley area. Check it out. It's well worth it. If you're thinking about selling your home, or maybe you have a rental property you're thinking about selling, or maybe you have a friend who has a home or a rental property that you know has a leaking roof, this could solve the problem for a fraction of the cost. Go to their website, pfeifferroofing.com. Let me spell Pfeiffer. P-F-E-I-F-E-R. Roofing.com. P-F-E-I-F-E-R. Roofing.com. Give them a call. 503-647-4725. 503-647-4725. They'll come out and give you a free estimate. They'll get up on your roof. They'll take pictures, show you everything that they saw, make recommendations to you about a complete roof tune-up, it's called. Pfeiffer Roofing, 503-647-4725. Remember Roof Max. Can solve your problem at a fraction of the cost. Let's go back to the phones. Go to Tim. Tim, good morning. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Jeff. You're going to have to help me look smart, and I don't know if that's going to be easy. I had a friend that talked about the PUA, or the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program. He had sent in the information they requested 10 times, either leaving it on the phone or in writing. So what he's asked me, and I'm not familiar with it, is where should he go next if he can't get anything, can't get responses or anything? Does he go state? Does he go federal?
Well, that is the federal. Are you talking about the federal program, right?
Yes, the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance. Isn't it run by the state?
It is. So you got to start it. If you can't get through to the unemployment department, as I call them, it's not their name, it's the employment department, but I call it unemployment. If you can't get through to them, then the first thing you do is contact your state representative, whoever that might be, whether they're liberal, conservative, it doesn't matter, or your state senator. And explain, because usually they have a staffer that will look into this for you. And they'll call, especially if it's a state senator, and the state senator calls the employment department, because you know who they'll call? They'll call the director of the Department of Employment. And say, I got a constituent who has a problem and they're not getting any results. And that's how you get action. That's the first thing. And then the second thing is then you call the governor's office if your state senator or your state rep won't help you. Then you call the governor's office. Okay? Because they actually have staff that will try to take care of this for you too. That's the best direction I can give you.
Okay, I'm going to use that and take credit for it. Try to look smart. Thank you.
Thanks, Tim. Have a great weekend. Let's go to Gail. Gail, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Good morning, Jeff. Thank you for taking my call. I'm excited about what's happening with these audits in Arizona and Georgia. And when they get turned around and when we get our president back, I'm questioning where we the people go next. And does anybody know if our sheriff, Joe Cash, is that it? Is
yes.
A constitutional sheriff?
I don't believe he is, but I might be wrong about that. Okay.
It would be lovely if you were. Go ahead.
Oh, me too. Me too.
Yeah.
I mean, he needs to be. He needs to take a strong stand. And I think, Gail, if like what just happened in Los Angeles County, where they reinstated at the county level, not the state level, but at the county level, a mask mandate indoors, regardless of whether you've been vaccinated or not. If they try that here, people like Sheriff Joe Cast had better step up. That's what I think.
That's
because
right.
They can't. They can say no. Thanks, Gail. Art, hang on. I'll get you on the other side of the break, folks. It's 6:48. Don't go away.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Quick email before we get back to the phones. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Lee writes about no mask for me. I stand with the facts. The masks that we have worn don't protect us, as they state. No more lies. Let me predict the future. This fall, there will be people getting sick. Yeah, happens every fall. Called cold and flu season. Anyway, he continues, says, we don't have health care. We have sick care. If they wanted to fix the problem, they would focus on the quality of our food, quality over profit, and then teach healthy habits. Nope. No mask. Let's go to the phones. Art, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. Just want to make a quick statement this morning. First, wish everybody a great weekend and stuff. Listening to the governor of Texas talk about their voter laws, and he said, we're trying to make it easier to vote and harder to cheat. Well, what did the Fredna boys allow happen here in Oregon? made it easier.
Just the opposite.
Made it easier to vote and easier to cheat. Thank you, Fred. Thank you, the supposed leadership of the Republican Party. And until we clean that up, Jeff, I'm sorry, but I don't think it matters who in the hell we put up to vote for in key things. They're going to cheat. And unless we address it, we're going to continue to get screwed, in my opinion. So let's focus on making it easy to vote and harder to cheat. And maybe we can get our state back.
Maybe we can. And I think that's the right verbiage. Because those are the issue, because that's the right way to come back against the voter suppression, racism charge from the left. To say we're trying to make it easier to vote, harder to cheat. And that's why this Arizona audit is so important, Art. I mean, it really is. For them to show proof that there is lots of either inaccurate or fraudulent behavior that happened in Arizona that made a difference.
It happened here too, Jeff. Make no mistake. It happened here too. And it's going to continue to happen if we keep allowing this vote-by-mail garbage, which I voted against. I would vote against it again. But we allowed the Democratic Party to introduce a system where they could remain in power forever if we let them.
Yeah, you're right. Thanks, Art. Going to let you go. Have a wonderful weekend. Appreciate your contribution. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. You got a couple of minutes left. Call and get something off your chest. Get off your chest today. And I want to get off my chest about what a great opportunity it is for you to do business with Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations. You know, there's lots of contractors out there, but there aren't that many that have a track record of really living how they do business with you. And that's what Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations, who's a man of faith, he lives it in his business, he and his team. Go to his website and check it out, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Because all you have to do is look at the great before and after pictures of some of the projects they've done that can really disrupt your life, like a bathroom or a kitchen remodel. If you've ever done one of those and it's disrupted your life, believe me, it's a very real thing. They take care of their customers. They get in, they take care of it, they do it right. RighteousRenovations.com. Look at the great customer comments. RighteousRenovations.com. Julie writes an email. Says, Joe Biden opposed to communism, not socialism. As Shakespeare said, there's a poor choice among rotten apples. Kate Brownshirt spends millions on firefighters, nothing on fire prevention and forest management, and then complains about fire dangers. Proud Boys named a terrorist group and Antifa an idea. The comparison amongst these seemingly unrelated subjects is sheer stupidity and hypocrisy, and the only transparency I can see on any level. There you go, folks. Well said. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. What's on your mind? You got something you want to talk about? 503-589. Yeah. 503-589-1220. Oh, some days, folks. Look, there's interesting things that are happening out there that we have to pay attention to. Right now, our liberty is truly threatened by what? Well, by people who are not paying attention, or just distracted or busy living their lives, or maybe they've just gotten cynical about politics. Maybe you're one of them. Maybe you have friends like that. Well, if that's the case, this is your opportunity to stand up, to do something about it. And you do that by not only listening to this show, I hope, but by standing firm for what you believe and by communicating persuasively, having meaningful discussions with the persuadable people in your world, whoever that is. And it could be anybody. Whatever your world is, could be at church, it could be at work, could be in your civic organizations or volunteer organizations that you're a part of, could be all of that. So you can make a difference, friends. And this is why we talk about this, because let me give you an example of how you can do it. At the local level, sure, you can have the greatest impact by getting other people engaged who have not been engaged before. That's why it's so important for you to be persuasive. Just got an email from Christy. This is an example of that. This is just a start for Oregon, she says. Albany school board superintendent gets fired. Three new board members on the job for 13 days, and they voted her out. Friends, that's how you begin making changes and standing up for what you believe. But it only happens if you're persuasive. I want you to please seriously consider the things we talk about and how you can apply them in your world, whatever that is, and be determined to be persuadable. Also be determined to stand up for your liberty, for this great state, this great nation. Keep praying for it. Keep standing and fighting for what you believe. Go to Freedom Business Fellowship tonight. Brent, make it a great weekend. I'll see you Monday. We've got a great interview.